to see two, right? So my brain is like, what's my second note? What's my second?
Heavenly Father, all of us here, and I dare say every human being on this planet, all realizes that it is Christ's season. I know most of us are going to say Merry Christmas or Christmas season, but the reality, the truth, the reason for everything special and unusual going on right now is because of the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came incarnate and dwelt with people, walked the earth with sinners just like us, didn't stay at a distance, literally walked alongside him, ate, broke bread with him, with sinners just like us, and then went to the cross so that we can celebrate salvation. And Lord, at Easter, I talk about without Christmas, Easter couldn't happen. But you know what? Without Resurrection Sunday, Christmas doesn't matter nearly as much. So Lord, as we really walk through and enjoy the Christmas season, it's not just one day, this whole month of December, even the tail end of November, Lord, as we celebrate this, we just look to the cross of Resurrection Sunday and we celebrate the baby in the manger who is also our risen Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good morning, everybody. Let's walk around and say good morning to each other. Well, good morning, everybody. Hopefully, everybody got a bulletin today. And I just want to highlight a few things, and then I'm going to ask Angie and Dennis to come up. First off, I want to pull our attention to the bottom inside left page where it talks about women's brunch and men's breakfast. Both of those are canceled in the month of December. So there will be no women's brunch and no men's breakfast for the month of December. January, we'll get right back to it. And then if you look over on the other panel, the right panel on the inside where it talks about Christmas caroling, on game night, which is December 17th, we're going to be going to Christmas caroling in the neighborhood. We're going to get here at about 6:15, and then we'll head around the neighbor, try to sing some caroling. Those of you that can sing are going to have to sing really loud, so those of us that can't sing are kind of covered, if you know what I mean. But we'll be there 100% in support, right? So, and then we'll head back to church for some hot chocolate, cookies, and maybe even some pizza, snacks, like we usually have on game night. So we'll get here a little bit earlier than usual, and then we'll just have some fun, and basically, hopefully, it'll finish somewhere around 9, but if we're having too much fun, it might just go a little long. Amen? All right. Well, can I have Angie come up and talk to us about the Christmas tree of blessing?
Good morning. Just a quick reminder on the Christmas tree blessing. In the bulletin, it has all gifts are due on the 19th. The 19th is when the families are picking them up. So if we could have the gifts by no later than the 17th, the 17th we're going to come meet here and we are going to wrap the gifts. And then on the 19th, which would be our life group night, Wednesday night, so there'll be no life groups that night. We'll just all meet here. We'll wrap the gifts. And then, I'm sorry, the 15th. Sorry, 15th. And then the families will come to pick up that Saturday. Deadline has to be the 15th. Yeah.
So the 18th?
Is that Saturday?
That's a Saturday.
Yeah. Sorry, my calendar is completely off. I've had so many different dates this morning. So.
No problem. Thank you. So really what we have to do is just make sure that we've got all the tags, that we get all the stuff, and we get all the stuff here by the 15th. Everything else will fall in place after that. So we have to get our stuff, get it back here to church by the 15th. And then on that Wednesday, instead of life groups at our house and Starbucks, we're all going to be here, and we're just going to hang out, wrap some presents, and have fun. Amen. Got it. Good. Okay. So, Dennis, you want to come up and see if you got your dates right? We're going to be watching.
I'll just go by your dates. That'll be okay. Yeah. You can stay up here, too. We all agree that Mike's a great pastor, right? Okay. Anybody says no, go on. we've seen this. Yeah, go ahead. We found this and we thought of Mike right away, but we thought of Mike right away when we seen this shirt, so we thought we'd give that to him today. But we just want him to remember that behind every great pastor is an awesome congregation.
Absolutely true. All right. Well, with that, could we have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. By the way, if you've been here for very long, you know that we have a very, very generous church. I think years ago, God blessed us with a spirit of giving. And so tithing, we are about twice the normal rate of the average Christian church in America. We have twice that number that faithfully tithe here in this church. That's just how it's been for as long as I've been pastor. And then every time we take a special collection, whether that's for Haiti to try to purify water and wells, or whether it's here to help a couple of local families, this church goes above and beyond. You guys almost always shock me with how generous you guys are, how much you love God and you love giving. And so we took a special offering last week for these two families so we could help them and maybe some other things going around here in the holiday season. And just so you know, there was 42 of us here last week, and of that 42, I'm not sure how many families that would be, but we collected over $1,400. So that's pretty awesome batting average, if you ask me. And so I just want to say thank you guys for having such sensitive hearts that you contribute when God starts moving. And I just want to say thank you to you guys, and thank you, God, for blessing us so much that we can be generous when we give back. So, Father, today we're going to take up tithes and offerings. And, Lord, I just pray that you would bless us so much. You've already blessed us financially, Lord. And with that, would you please give us cheerful hearts? Hearts that are just so full of cheer, so full of joy, whether it's giving tithes at church or talking to a coworker, Lord. But I just pray that one of the trademarks of our church would be that our cheerfulness when we're giving, when we're serving, when we're talking, wherever we are. And we ask your blessing on cheerful givers this morning and your blessing on the offering, that it would multiply and bring you glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship team, come on up as the baskets go by you.
How many of you have turned on the radio this week? Me too. Isn't it a joyous time of the year?
Amen.
Anybody hear their favorite Christmas song on the radio and sing along with it and wish that it would rewind back and play again? Yes. No, this is party time. It's just learning about Jesus, singing about Jesus, and just being able to praise God, not just here, but everywhere. And that's really how it should be every day. But, you know, it's just exciting to be able to do that. And, you know, today's message about baby Jesus coming to this earth, I know Pastor has a great message in store. And just mm-hmm. singing about his name and how wonderful he is.
Amen.
So please stand with me and join me as we sing and praise the great name of Jesus.
Wake up. When I wake up in the land of glory, with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one.
So many names that we can give you, God. So many names that we can be excited about, praising you about, God. For you are love. And the verses that we are going to read about today, talking about how you're wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, God. Those are all true, God. We are excited to know about you more, God. We just want to lift you up, continue the praises, give you the glory and praise.
Both up here. The other tune is stuck in my brain,
right.
And I think it's stuck in his.
It is.
Now it's like, oh, how does it go?
That's exactly.
Here, I got it. I found it.
Awesome.
I found it.
Thank you.
encourage us to push in while we're doing worship right now. If we could do some worship warfare. And what I mean by that is we sing this song. This song is really talking about the power that God has and how he expresses himself in his power through his names. And so right now, I know that, I mean, I'm looking around and I know that some of you guys are really going through some stuff right now. But there's people that aren't here today, like Lee, who's in the hospital with broken ribs. He fell down the stairs, took a nasty spill. He's got broken ribs. He's got an infection around his heart, his lungs, and his liver. Melinda, you got her, his daughter, she had COVID really bad a couple of weeks ago. Now she's got pneumonia in both lungs. You know, Ron and Sharon both have COVID. That's why they haven't been here for a couple of weeks. There's plus other people that are sick and going through stuff with jobs and relationships and that. But you know, the Bible says everything that's named comes under the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ's name has power and authority over everything you can name. No matter depression, it's under. Sickness, it's under. Disease, it's under. Conflict, it's under. Anything that's messing with you right now, anything you're walking through, anything you believe for victory over, can be named, and that's under the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So as we go back, as we finish out this song, let's be, as we're singing, let's picture these people or these situations. Name something that comes under the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As we worship, let's do some worship warfare right now and move some things in the heavenly realms. Amen?
Amen.
All right, go for it, Kyle, please.
Can you put Kyle in my monitor, please?
Power.
back to the beginning.
Israel's strength and courage.
Heavenly Father, there's literally nothing else in our life that compares to this moment here. As we stand here in your presence, filled with your presence, our minds and hearts just washed clean with these wonderful words of truth, declaring who you are and who you are to us. There's nothing else that compares to your presence. Nothing. There's no gift that I can give, and there's no gift that I can receive that compares with this right here, this treasure. The treasure above all treasures. The glory of God in his people. Lord, we thank you and praise you so much. Lord, all the situations that I talked about a few songs ago, we do pray that you would move in those situations, that you would declare your name in those situations. Lord, there's people that have lost loved ones recently, that have loved ones that are in fragile situations. Lord, we pray for their hearts and minds. We pray, Lord, that you would encourage them and bring the healing balm of Gilead to them, to their loved ones. Lord, this is the Christ season. And Lord, this that we're experiencing right now, the presence of God, Lord, we want to carry this forth as we're in parties or gatherings, get-togethers, while we're shopping, while we're working, while we're talking to a neighbor. Lord, would you help us to live out of this right here, out of your presence in us, this amazing deposit of heaven that's in our hearts right now. Would you help us to live out of this? We ask this in the one and only name, the name that has no peers, no equals, in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We say thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Thank you, Kyle. Man, thank you, Lois. Thank you, Jeanette.